little bear's been sitting here needing hugs. So they're gonna give them to the little bear.
Aren't they adorable kids? Every week they just pop right up there and sing their songs. Is that tremendous? They got a good mommy. But now we have the chance to sit and listen to Felice. Now, when I met him, I get to tell you this because I love to tell it, and I tell it often. When I met him, he was a switch. What do you call him? I can't even say it, Felice. I guess I'm not supposed to tell it on you anymore. A switchblade. Any stock kind of guy. Cool. I mean, he was cool. Weren't you? And then he came to class just a few years, and then he dumped me, and he went somewhere else. And then he dumped somewhere else, and he went somewhere else. But he is now a minister in this belief. This gentleman is actually a wonderful man. Of course, he can't get rid of all the tattoos of all sorts of stuff that you wouldn't even want to look at. At least I don't want to look at it. I don't know what it could be. But he's covered with these tattoos. He can't go get it off now, can he? Bill, did you do that? Did you ever get tattoos you can't get rid of?
Yeah,
no. Oh, well, then you don't have to worry because you can't see them. They're on your back. But this man I've loved for so many years, I love him, and he has a wonderful son that I hope he'll tell you about. Number of you have already heard his son's story, but I hope that he'll tell it again, because in my life, this is one of the greatest God stories that you'll ever hear, so I hope he'll tell it. And he's going to share his thoughts with us tonight, and I'm really proud to know Felice.
Love you too. Good evening, everyone, and hello. Tonight, we'd like to share some thoughts with you on energy and vibrations, because we're made up of energy and vibration. The universe is made up of energy and vibration. Each and every one of you have that Christ light within you. That's energy and vibration. And Millie's absolutely right. When I first came to the church the first day, it's back when she was doing the healing and all that. And I came in with my Levi's, my motorcycle boots, and my leather jacket. And I said, okay, well, I'll sit on the healing stool, but no one's going to get in. And it's like 95 degrees outside. And I got this leather jacket on. I come sitting down, and it's all tucked up and everything else because no one's getting in. But yet, I was sitting down getting the healing. And then Millie, she just comes up and says, oh, you had a terrible past, haven't you? And then this one here, she doesn't like to tell too much. But first time I got a reading from her, she did with the Bible, because she's flipping through the Bible. And she goes, oh, no, I can't read for you. We're going to have to do this some other time. And this was on the angel touch night. I says, but she helped me come through a lot of different things in my life. And that's where we'd like to kind of talk tonight on energy and vibration, and that Christ light that is in each and every one of you, and our thought patterns that we have. And, you know, God wants us to be sitting at the table and have that feast and whatever we want, because each person has a different thing on their menu, if you will, that they want to have at the table. But the one thing he does not want us to have is the scraps. And so many times we sit by the side of the table and we pick up the scraps, when we should be sitting at the table and receiving everything that we want in our life. And it all starts with thought patterns, that Christ light within. And one thing to realize is you're as spiritual as you're ever going to get. You're spirit already. You're human, having a human experience. You already have that divine line to the universe, to God, that's right there at your fingertips, literally at your fingertips, because that's where all the energy, a lot of the energy is in the fingertips. When we do healing, when we help someone, when we shake a hand, give a hug, it's the energy at the fingertips. Once you start learning about the energy and start seeing it, you can start seeing the energy around the hand. And then you start seeing the different colors that come out each finger. And you start working that with healing. You can use that healing with yourself. Coming in, I had a couple times with thought patterns with me. Twice they diagnosed me with cancer. When I first heard it, they had all the blood work and everything else. I curled up on the couch for like 3 days. Then I go, you know what? I know how energy works. I know God's there for me. I know how thought pattern works. I'm not buying into that. So I went in and I started doing the healing. And I called up a few prayer groups and the prayers and the thought patterns and healing. And when I went back to the doctor, within, first time was 2 weeks, second time was 2 months, there was no cancer in my body anywhere. Doctor says, we don't know. The test must have been wrong. And I just go, oh, yeah, might have been. But I thank God anyway for removing that. Back in 2000, I had a heart attack and a stroke. And they put 2 stents in the heart because of my past life, we'll say, and all the joys that I had. But anyway, it took me a year to teach myself to speak again, literally. But I knew God was there. Spirit was there with me to help me every bit of the way. I had to work a little bit at it. But I kept that thought pattern in there that I would be speaking again, I will be up walking again, and I will be riding my motorcycle again. That's what happened. Is it because of sheer determination? Could have been. Could it be part of God, part of the energy, the vibrations? You are spirit. You chose these bodies to come down here and to express yourself in whatever way you're going to express yourself. You thought, oh, this would be a cool vehicle to come down here to learn all these spiritual lessons I'm going to learn. And so you chose this body. You chose this life. But then we go in and know that you're a spirit. You can have literally anything you want. Does it take some time to get it sometimes? Yes. Do you know and realize that all your prayers are always answered? Every last one of them are answered. It may take a little bit longer on some ones. Is it because, well, God says we're not ready or we're not ready? Or could it be that we didn't have the emotions and the feelings in there that we had with some prayers and how we wanted to manifest things real fast? Sometimes it's brought to us just like that. That's because we had a heart into our feelings. For prayers, I believe it's the feelings and the emotions is the active ingredients to prayer. But each and every one of the prayers are always answered. We could have another time where energy and vibration, and we're constantly having the same prayer, and we're saying the same prayer over and over, and we're sending it out to God and saying, please send this to me, whether it be a relationship, money, whatever it may be, but please send it to me. I need this. And you keep having these prayers, and we're sending out there. Well, everything is energy and vibration. So we're sending out these thought patterns, and God's going, well, yeah, I want you to have that. I'm trying to send it to you, but everything's energy and vibration. We're sending out that energy, and we're stopping that energy coming back to us because we don't have the faith, or we think that more times we say it, it's going to hurry it up. That's where I learned a long time ago, the faith of the mustard seed. Have faith. Faith and belief. Very big words. Go through the day, and a lot of times in the morning, I'll do this, not all the time, but most of the time. I'll ask that I see the Christ light within everyone as they see the Christ light within me. That makes the day go a lot easier. And then when people come up and all they seem in a bad mood, for some reason, they get in a good mood. Because I put that thought out there for them to see the Christ light within me, and I see the Christ light within them. No matter what happens with the other people, whether it's an argument, whatever it may be, I always look for that Christ light within that person. Some people think the Christ, that was Jesus' last name. It's the Christ light inside. It's that spark that's inside of each and every one of you. Now, sometimes in people, we have to look a little bit deeper than others because it's in there, but it's buried low down there, but it is in there. And if you look for that and you see that and you bring that out, then people will respond to it. It's like going with thought patterns and you see someone you know and other people come up and they say, well, Mr. Jones, he looks really bad today, really terrible. It looks like he's not getting any better. Well, those thoughts and those energies are going out and you're adding to that illness on that versus going and saying, you know what? He's looking a lot better today. He's got a little more color in the face, or it seems like he has a little more spark in his step, but he's getting better. He's looking better. That energy's going out. We do the same thing with ourselves, with the thought patterns that we have, those inner thoughts that we think no one hears. There are no secrets. Everything's heard. So we change that thought pattern around and the energy. Because you are these magnificent beings that literally have the universe at your fingertips. You're a spark of God. You're a spark of the universe. And you step into that and to know it. And then you start manifesting what you want in your life, whatever that may be. Each person is on their own spiritual journey, whatever that may be. It's where we don't try and change someone on their spiritual journey. We send them energy. God bless them, whatever it may be. That's their spiritual lesson, their spiritual journey. This earth plane is one big school ground. Sometimes we're on the playground, we're playing, we're having fun. Other times we get sent to the principal's office. Other times we're in the classroom studying. But this is a spiritual school ground. Your spiritual beings learning a spiritual lesson in everything that we do. That's why we say we always look at everything with the spiritual eye, the third eye, the spiritual. Because once you do that, then you understand what's going on, what that lesson might be. And then once you see it with that spiritual eye, it becomes a little bit easier. And then it opens up the heart a little bit more. You have a little more compassion for yourself, for others. We learned this one back when, a lot of you know the story, is when my son got ran over by a truck. And I was reading the St. Francis prayer. And I'll share this, two different stories with St. Francis. But I was reading the St. Francis prayer, just got done with Millard's class the night before. And that day, I was reading St. Francis prayer for about half an hour, just over and over and over. And then I hear this thump, thump. And I thought the kids are throwing a tennis ball against the garage door. Well, that thump, thump I heard was my son getting run over. I went out to see him. He's laying on the street, blood everywhere and all this. And the only thought was in my mind was, oh, God, if this is your choice to take my only son, then so be it. But I ask that you're there for him now. But if you choose to take him, then so be it. And I will not go back to my old ways. I will continue on the path. But I knew in my heart he was going to be okay. Then when we got to the hospital, they're wheeling him out of the ambulance. Joseph looks at me and says, Dad, don't worry. It looks worse than it is. Be okay. Prayers went out. Everything is energy and vibration. We did a circle around him that night. He had black and blue on his stomach, literally black and blue all over his stomach from the wheels running over his stomach, doing, I think it was 35 or 40 miles an hour, four-wheel drive, just thump, thump. And that night, Millie came to church with some other people, and we did a circle with him, a healing circle, laid hands on him. Kid you not, within a minute, minute and a half, the bruises were gone. The only thing that was left was tire marks. That's it, but the bruises were gone. the power of thought. What is prayer? Prayer is thought. But then we have to have the belief and the faith that it's going to come around. It's going to come about. And not only that, that you are deserving of that prayer being answered. That you deserve it. You've earned it. It's your birthright. Whatever that may be. There's a lot of different ways to manifest things in life. And they have a lot of different techniques. The simplest one that I found is you say the prayer, you send out the energy, and you just know it's going to come about and that you're going to receive it. And that feeling and the emotion, whether you have to say the prayer and you put on a song afterwards or you put the song on first, something that sparks that emotion, that feeling. And then send it out there and then forget about it. I work with people sometimes out of state, and they ask me to work on healing energies and having different things manifest for them, prayers and all that. And I always get the same answer. They come up and says, how did you do that? And I said, it's simple. I say a prayer, I light a candle, then I forget about you because I know it's going to be taken care of. I don't have to go back over because I know that God's there. I know the universal energies, the universal truths. And that is a universal truth, that your prayers and everything will be answered. I started learning this one time because I did martial arts for like 30 years. And we practiced breaking things. And one time we had with learning how to break those red bricks. And we put five on top and had to break the five bricks coming down. Well, first couple times I broke my wrist because hit it wrong, trying too hard. But then I just allowed the energy to flow through, and I hit the top one. The energy traveled through, shattered the bottom brick without breaking the four top bricks. Just allowing the energy to go through. Without thinking, just knowing, believing. That word belief, very important word. You have a question? No. Yes. The other time I noticed with the energy was with St. Francis. And there was a time in my life where I had a lot of hatred, a lot of anger, didn't believe in anything, especially not higher power, God, or the universe. And when I first learned how to start to believe, I used to put a piece of fruit on the table and say, okay, that's a higher power for today. And if I get upset, get mad, I'm eating that. Well, I figure if anything, I'm getting my nutrition, I'm learning that, and it'd be an orange, banana, whatever. But then as I got through that, and I was saying with the St. Francis prayer again one day, and I was sitting in front of a gate, and it was kind of interesting. It was a gate, and it was a pool. But I was sitting there, and I asked St. Francis, I asked God, I says, please come in and take all this hatred, all this anger away from me. I cannot live with this anymore. It's going to kill me. I don't want it. Please take it. And it was like in that second, everything was taken away. The hate, the anger, the hurt, everything was gone. It was like magic. But it was sincere. And that's when I really started understanding about energy and prayer and heartfelt prayer as we go into it. Know that you are magnificent beings. You really are. You're part of the universe. You're part of that essence. You're part of that spark that's within. I invite you in the morning when you wake up to look in the mirror and ask that you see the God, the Christ light within. And just sit, use that part for right now. And look in the mirror and look in your eyes when you're saying that. May be a little comfortable at first, but I guarantee you after a bit of doing that, tears are going to start coming down because you're going to see that Christ light within you. You're going to feel that closeness that you have with the universe. Whatever your prayers are, whatever you desire in this life, it's right there for you. It really is. And we all have our own banquet table that we want to take part in. So we learn, we follow, we believe, we have that faith. And if you're not too sure about those two words, faith and belief, or the mustard seed, look it up. Get to know what those words are. And then take them inside of you. Hold on to them. Start with something small. Asking God for, the universe for, and see how it manifests. For me, God always works through people. The energy, whatever I ask for, someone comes up with it or happens some way. But for me, God works through people. But start with something small and just see how powerful you really are. And then as you receive that, try something a little bigger. Have a little more faith. You'll be surprised at what the universe, what God will bring into your life. Whether it's the peace of mind, peace of heart, just being, to quiet the mind, whatever it may be. But it's right there. Because you are the divine essence of the universe. You have all that. And it's right there with you. It's right literally at your fingertips. And all you have to do is just reach out. Because I guarantee you God will reach out with the hand and place in your palm whatever it is that you would like. Our prayers are always answered. Always, every last one of them. I remember seeing this one commercial. I loved it. They had it on TV. They took it off. But anyway, this guy's sitting in a one-bedroom apartment. And he's watching TV. And he's got this circus show going on. And then all of a sudden, he's looking. And they got the elephants there marching by and all that. And he's going, how cool would that be to have an elephant? And then all of a sudden, it's like, poof. Here's this elephant in his living room, but he's standing at the business end of the elephant with this little pooper scooper going, what the hell do I want that for? Point is, we can manifest anything we want. And so with those thoughts, we'll leave you with that tonight. God bless you, and thank you for allowing me to come up and be in your energies tonight. Thank you.